All right, I'm speaking with Ann Steckel, who is Vice President of Federal Affairs for the National Biodiesel Board. And Ann, today we heard from the EPA that they are going to delay finalizing the 2014 Renewable Fuel Standard volume obligations into next year. What is the National Biodiesel Board's reaction to this announcement?
Well, the NBB is incredibly disappointed that the administration is delaying the release of the 2014 volume obligations until 2015. This has been a really difficult year for our industry because of the uncertainty caused by not finalizing the RFS numbers sooner. And so, you know, we are really urging the administration to act and to release the RFS numbers soon. And, you know, the biodiesel industry has produced about 1.6 billion gallons this year if you annualize our numbers throughout the end of the year. And so, you know, we have a number. We've met the production, and we would urge the administration to put out a number of that making or higher as soon as possible.
How has the uncertainty this year, not only with this, but also with the biodiesel tax credit not being renewed, how has this impacted the industry this year?
The lack of the biodiesel tax incentive coupled with the uncertainty of the RFS number has been like a double whammy for our industry this year. It's incredibly unfortunate that both Congress and the administration lack of certainty has affected our producers in a negative way. We are really urging a quick action by Congress to extend the biodiesel tax incentive, which is part of the larger tax incentive plan that's before Congress. And in passing that in an expedited fashion would be a real benefit for our industry.
Well, this is kind of in stark contrast to how well the industry did in 2013.
Our industry had a record year of 1.8 billion gallons in 2013. And so when we went into 2014, we had hopes that the industry would be producing at that volume or hopefully higher. Unfortunately, due to the uncertain federal policy, it's been a tough year for our producers. And we've seen some of our smaller producers go out of business. We've seen folks lose their jobs, be laid off. And that's all directly attributed to the uncertainty of the federal policy. The Obama administration has the ability to turn this around and to put out a high number for biodiesel as soon as possible. They just actually need to do their job and do that.
Well, Ann, was the Biodiesel Board surprised by EPA's announcement?
Well, we were surprised that EPA hasn't released any number for 2014, and we're almost in 2015. It's a little irresponsible of the administration to not administer the law in the way that it was written and to release volume obligations for a year when the year is already over or almost over is really irresponsible, and we are incredibly disappointed. The announcement today simply said what we already knew, in that they had been having a hard time getting this rule out and that they weren't likely to get it out for the rest of the year.
Well, Ann, what do you think about the concept that EPA would issue the volume requirements for several years at a time next year?
What the administration said is that they wanted to release 2014, 2015, and 2016 during calendar year 2015. They didn't know if those would be put together or done separately, but I think the intent is to try and catch up because they are very far behind in terms of their rulemaking and their timeliness on their rulemaking. And so their intent is to get caught up. It would be great if they could do something like that. I think that it will be a hard lift considering they had such problems getting 1 year out. The thought of doing 3 years in one package or in 1 year seems fairly optimistic.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Ann Steckel with the National Biodiesel Board, and I'm Cindy Zimmerman.